If you are an international student who's obtained a PhD degree from Ontario, you may have a very good chance of obtaining PR through Ontario's Immigrant Nominee Program. In this video, you'll learn if this program is really well suited for you by learning the eligibility requirements as well as doing a self-assessment of your score. We'll do this together, and in the end, we'll also discuss the process steps. An easy way to determine the requirements of this program is to remember a simple framework I call Doctoral Framework. D is for doctorate. So the first obvious requirement is that you must have completed a PhD degree from Canada. O stands for Ontario origin. Your PhD degree must have been from one of the 19 eligible Ontario universities only. If you completed your PhD degree from another province in Canada, this program is not for you, but the international student stream may be an option. I do have a video on that you can check out. The next letter in our acronym, C, stands for course duration. You must have completed at least 2 years of your PhD while legally living and studying within Ontario. T is for time frame of the application. You must apply within 2 years of your degree completion. From the date you graduated as per the date mentioned on your degree to the date you submit your OINP application, the actual application, not the EOI, this duration should be less than 2 years. O is for Ontario residency. Even though you can apply for this stream from outside of Canada, if you are in Canada, you must be living in Ontario only, and you should be living legally. You must not lose status. If your work permit is expiring, please do not stay beyond the validity of your work permit unless you can at least change your status to visitor by obtaining a visitor record. I will share a more detailed video on that topic soon. R is for residence history. You must prove that you stayed at least 12 months in Ontario in the last 2 years, and this does not have to be continuous. A is for assets. You need to have sufficient settlement funds as per your family size. To meet this requirement, you can show actual proof of funds, your annual earnings from your current employment in Ontario, or a job offer in Ontario that you might have. It can also be a combination of these three things. L in scholars is for language proficiency. You must have language proficiency in English or French at CLB 7 or higher in each of the four categories. If you meet the requirements of this doctoral framework that I just mentioned, you'll be eligible to create an expression of interest. But since OINP PhD graduate stream is points-based, you must also score enough points to be invited to apply. And you'll get points based on these 8 factors. I have linked a free calculator in the description that you can download and play around with to see what your score could be. I've also entered some comments in the calculator, so it's easier for you to understand the different sections. Let's do a quick simulation of your scores. Let's walk through the PhD graduate stream points calculator. You'll get points for 8 factors, and these factors are the same as the master's graduate stream. The only difference is that the highest level of education will be PhD in this case. So starting with the first factor, your field of study. If you've studied STEM, health, or certain trades, by trades, and they mean agriculture and natural resources, operations management, mechanics, this is the whole definition, you'll claim maximum points, that is 12. If your field of PhD was related to business administration, legal, education, behavior, science related stuff, you'll claim 6 points. And if it was related to arts, humanities, you won't claim any points. Notice that this business is different from business administration. Okay. The second factor is obviously your highest level of education, which in this case will be PhD. So you'll get 10 points for that. If you are on a valid work permit right now, you'll claim 10 points. Otherwise, you won't get any points. If you have one Canadian credential, let's say you did your master's from outside of Canada and for your PhD you came to Ontario, you'll claim 5 points. But let's say your master's was also from Canada or you had another credential which was at least 1 year or longer, you can claim more points. If you've been working and your annual salary was $40,000 or more in any of the last 5 years as per CRA, and by annual salary I mean your gross salary, you'll be able to claim 3 points, otherwise you won't get any points. And as always, language skills are very important. If you score CLB 9, which is 8 in listening, 7 in all others in IELTS general, which is a very good score, you'll get 10 points. Otherwise, your scores will reduce depending on how you performed. If you are bilingual, you know French as well as English, you'll be able to claim more points. Otherwise, you'll only get 5 points. And now, depending on where your university was, where you graduated from, you'll be able to claim certain points. If it was within Toronto, you won't get any points. But as you go outside of Toronto, let's say you were in the GTA but not Toronto, so Mississauga, Burlington, Oakville, etc., you'll be able to claim some points. And if it was in Northern Ontario, and here is the list of places in Northern Ontario, if it was from here, you'll be able to claim the maximum points, right? So you can take a look at this data tab for more information. Let's say for now, we'll assume that it was inside GTA, but not Toronto. You'll end up with 55 points. Are these enough or not? Let's look at the trend. So far this year, there was one round of invites in January where 125 invitations were sent with a minimum score of 45 or more. So you would have been successful in the stream if you were part of the pool of candidates. And last year, there were five rounds of invites, about 500 invites were sent, and the minimum score varied from 39 to 48, right? So with this score, you would have received an invite even last year. And only these 19 universities are eligible for this PhD graduate stream, because this program is only eligible for PhD graduates from Ontario. Yeah, okay. So only 19 universities are eligible for this stream, these 19 Ontario universities, because if you are not a PhD graduate from Ontario, you won't be able to apply to this stream. In 2023, OINP invited 486 applicants through the PhD stream in five different rounds of invites. The lowest scores range from 39 to 48 points. So if you are in this range, you may have a good chance of success with this program. And by the way, the scoring criteria is very similar to OINP's master's graduate stream. In fact, it's exactly the same. Finally, let's talk about the process steps and fee. Here's how you do it. First, conduct a self-evaluation to determine if you meet the necessary requirements. Next, you should prepare the required documentation. For example, secure your IELTS general or another applicable language exam. You should have the results ready. Ensure you have the necessary settlement funds. If your work permit is about to expire, you should apply for a visitor record to maintain your status. This preparation is crucial before creating your EOI, because you will only have 14 days to complete your application after receiving an invitation from OINP. So you won't have time to gather all of these documents after receiving an ITA. Following this, either you or your authorized representative can create an expression of interest for you. Upon receiving the invitation, you will proceed and submit your application along with all of the necessary documents. You're basically proving that whatever you said in your EOI was true. I will include a link to the list of documents that you might require. The application processing time typically is between 60 to 100 days. Some people get it sooner, others typically get it in 3 months or so, and the fee is $1,500. After receiving your nomination, you can then apply for PR through the PR portal. This is not an express entry stream, and that concludes the process. If you need assistance with submitting your application or would like a review of the application that you've prepared, feel free to contact me. You can also join our online Canadian immigration community by applying through the link in the description. If you know someone who could benefit from this video, please share it with them to provide them an insight on their PR options. In the next video, I'll discuss the OINP in-demand skills stream, which might be a suitable option for you, even if you are not a graduate from an Ontario institution. Take care.